penetrating science. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. On a crisp October day in 2010, Indiana resident Thomas Fritz decided to cut down a dead crabapple tree. As the 71-year-old dragged away the debris, a branch penetrated the fleshy skin between his thumb and forefinger. He dressed the wound, then waited for a scheduled visit with his doctor a few days later. The wound got infected and a cyst formed. The doc put him on antibiotics and sent a sample of the cyst to a lab. When the lab couldn't successfully ID the bacterium, it was sent to a national pathology library run by the University of Utah. Genetic sequencing solved the mystery by showing it was a previously undiscovered bacterium, one related to bacteria that lives symbiotically inside 17 species of insects. It's the first time a bacterium that forms mutually beneficial relationships with insects has been found out in the environment. A missing link. The researchers say if we can replace the bacteria inside the insect's guts with a genetically modified strain of the related new bacteria, it could be used to interfere with diseases transmitted by those insects. A scientific advance begun quite by accident.
Ouch.
At the hand of a weekend lumberjack.
The Discovery Files covers projects funded in part by the government's National Science Foundation.
Learn more at nsf.gov.